USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has reportedly become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. The number of casualties is not known. The city has already been hit hard by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll was more than 1,200 since the start of the invasion. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continues to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He said the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital, Kyiv, and kill its residents to take the city. Over in China, they are reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections, with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported on Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state law that practically bans abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A Wisconsin man with a long rap sheet is about to go to trial for allegedly running over people during a Christmas parade.
Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Columbus, Ohio police officer has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting death of 16-year-old Makia Bryant. She was fatally wounded by Officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were called to Bryant's foster home about a group of girls threatening to stab other household members. The Justice Department is now doing a review of the Columbus Police Department. Nervousness over Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused a fifth straight losing week for the Dow, which closed down Friday 230 points. The Nasdaq lost 286 points. The S&P 500 was off by 55. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Children attempting to enter the United States will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the change late Friday. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is no longer necessary to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied children seeking asylum under Title 42. That policy was introduced in March 2020. Hang on to your wallets.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning there could be another year of high inflation. Amid the uncertainty caused by the invasion of Ukraine, prices have soared at their fastest pace in 40 years over the last 12 months. The latest data from the Labor Department shows consumer prices climbed 7.9% in February from a year ago, the largest annual increase since January of 1982. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
About 6,500 Russians are stuck in Thailand due to sanctions issued after Russia's invasion of Ukraine because credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard blocked Russian banks from their networks. Russians traveling abroad have been unable to pay their bills. Officials in Thailand are searching for cheaper options for Russians who may need to stay in the country for a longer period of time, and they're extending visas for free by 30 days. You can listen to us anytime online. Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.